From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Suspect apprehended.
That's all going to be part of the investigation. You know what the motivation was? We don't have that yet. And again, this is going to be part of as we go forward here.
New York Police Commissioner James P. O'Neill at a news conference regarding a man who had been sought by police in connection with the bombings in New York and New Jersey on Saturday, who is now in custody following what has been described as a shootout with police. Law enforcement officials said 28-year-old Ahmad Rahami was detained in Linden, New Jersey late Monday morning. CNN showed video of a man it said was Rahami, conscious and on a stretcher with what appeared to be a bloodied right shoulder. Assistant FBI Director William Sweeney said Rahami had not been on police radar.
There's nothing to indicate that currently he was on our radar. We had a report of a domestic incident some time ago. That was the allegations were recanted, and I don't have any other information. We'll keep digging.
Mayor Bill de Blasio said Rahami is the sole person believed to be involved in the New Jersey and New York explosions. With more, Kate Dawson for VOA.
Rahami was wanted for questioning in Saturday's explosion in Chelsea that wounded 29 people, as well as for another bombing hours earlier in Seaside Park, New Jersey, about 135 kilometers south of New York City. No one was hurt in the New Jersey explosion. President Barack Obama urged Americans not to give in to fear.
And so even as we have to be vigilant and aggressive, both in preventing senseless acts of violence, but also making sure that we find those who carry out such acts and bring them to justice, we all have a role to play as citizens in making sure that we don't succumb to that fear.
Investigations into the blast continue. Kate Pound Dawson, VOA News.